Should we provide children worldly education or religious education?
Children should be educated, should be given knowledge and taught etiquettes. Unfortunately, we have separated the two as worldly education and Islamic education. Give one education which includes knowledge of faith, obligatory acts, necessary acts, and good conduct and way to live and behave in a society. It includes all this. As Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi al-wali has written, when a child reaches to a certain age of understanding, then father should not ignore child's laziness in attaining purity, making wudu and offering salah. Father should not turn a blind eye on this. He should encourage him to observe few fasts of Ramadan. Furthermore, he should stop his child to wear silk and gold, which is impermissible for a man. And further, it's mentioned, whatever is necessary for him to learn about his religion, he should educate him. After mentioning all this, here Ali Rahma further writes, stealing, eating haram, dishonesty, lying, ill-talking, and he should stop his child from every such habit which dominates and is bad for his child. I hope this covers main theme and subject of your question. And then, such worldly education which is important for him, important for his livelihood, or essential for his job, or associated to survive in the current system of life, and he should make arrangements to educate through permissible means. Worldly education through permissible means. Most importantly, his religious education, knowledge of fara'id and wajibat, that is very important as per his age needs. And if someone skips the knowledge of fara'id and wajibat, essentials of faith and religion, and goes on to teach other worldly education, then in certain cases, this would fall in doing something haram. So we should do tarbiyah of our children like this. Let me give one example of our institution of Darul Madina. In our Islamic schooling system, Darul Madina, we try. That's what we can do. We can try. And we've never claimed that we've been able to achieve our motto 100%, but we try to implement the vision of Dawat Islami, vision and thoughts of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. We try our level best to educate our students, both worldly and Islamic education, as per their age needs. In our Islamic schooling system called Darul Madina. Well, I say it, one education system, which we're trying to give under one roof. This is our vision, and this is what we're trying to achieve. At what level and stage, what should be taught to our children? What and when is something more important to teach? For example, these are your fundamental beliefs. These are essentials of your religion. These are fara'id, these are wajibat. These are etiquettes and manners. This is maths and science and other subjects. This is how both Islamic and worldly education is taught under the platform of Dawat Islami's institution called Darul Madina schooling system. And we have tried to focus the basics of our religion, which one child should know according to his age group. We do not claim that we've been able to do it, but we have tried. Pray that Allah give us success. So this is how we should educate our children.